This is part two of an interview with Mr. Stavros Lipapis, and we would like to look at Stavros' life in a bit more detail in Australia. Stavros, thank you very much again for being interviewed about your life. You've had a very interesting childhood and a very interesting background. Now, I'd like to ask you a bit about your first impressions when you came to Australia. How old were you and what was your first impression?
When I came to Australia, I finished the primary school in Greece, 1955. I lived in Murray Street, North Adelaide. So I went to North Adelaide School for a couple of years.
Did your parents move to North Adelaide straight away, they moved there immediately?
We went straight there. So naturally, going to school, we were playing soccer for school.
Is that where you first became interested in sport?
Yeah, well, it was my sport anyway, you know. We played cricket, we played football, but my sport was soccer. So,
did you have any idea of what you wanted to do in your career at this point?
Yeah, well, being young, and things wasn't very bright either too, but was better anyway.
Than Europe?
Than
you left.
When we left. So when I finished school, my two friends had a mikbah in North Adelaide, O'Connell Street. Red and white mikbah was the name. And I worked there for a year. Also, I started playing soccer for teams, which I played for Olympic, the Greek team, juniors.
How old were you then?
Well, I was 15, 16 years old, you know. Now, one time, Olympic, that's when I left them too, because I didn't like. I was a quiet fella, you know. And one day they were playing in Hanima Stadium against Elizabeth, which they had big trouble there. And when that happened, I left them and I went and played for Victoria, the German team.
What prompted you to leave the Greek team, and how old were you when that?
I was 16 years old when I left them. 15, 16 years old. I was playing for juniors. So the German people, they really liked me because I was a good player.
But there must have been a reason for why you went from one place to the team. This is a little bit unusual.
It was a reason because I Hellas, Olympic. It was a big trouble in Hanima Stadium, you know. If so, I thought I better go and play for somebody else. For you know.
I know that you're a bit sensitive about talking about this, but can you tell us what the big trouble was?
Soccer, anything is happening in soccer. You see, and spectators, hot-blooded. If something goes wrong, they don't like it, and, you know.
Did people get aggressive
yes.
in the game? Right. Like they are today.
Big trouble there.
All right, so now you've gone to a German
team. It was calling Victoria. So I played there for a year. And they really liked me because I played good soccer anyway. When Austria approached me to go and play for them, so I said, all right. Well, I had to learn something, some trade. So I said, if you teach me plastering, apply for you. So I said, all right. So I went back to the Germans and I said, look, I want to go to Austria.
How did they take that?
No, they didn't like it. Didn't like it. Wouldn't let me. So one night, the committee called me into the clubhouse. We sit in a room.
This is the German team?
The German team, Victoria. Said, look, this is true. You're like, we don't want to lose you. We examine you, everything, all the sides. We cannot stop you from your personality, he said. He said, look, we stop you from everything, but from your personality, we cannot stop you. We let you go. It is something never happened. We give you your clearance on your hand. You can't do that, he said. But we'll do that for you, he said. So they gave me my clearance and I went to Austria. Well, these people, they were even better than them, you know. So they look after me, applied for them, and I became first division player here.
How, this was obviously professional playing
professional.
And you would have earned money at
this time? Yes, yeah, we were getting paid.
How did your father see your sporting career?
My father wasn't very interesting. Now, he didn't like me to play, but when he saw me, best player on the Piper, he was very proud. You see?
So you got a lot of coverage in the media, in the newspapers so, and so on.
Yes. You see, best player, every week was playing best player and all that.
So you got publicity as a very good player.
Yeah.
I know that somewhere in one of our preliminary interviews you had an opportunity to play in the state or overseas.
Now,
do you want to talk about that?
The Greeks wasn't very happy, me playing for another team.
They all wanted you, it seems,
Mm. Of course, when I was 21, I would... Actually, my friend went to America. And he said, look, Steve, one day... So when he went to America, he was playing there. And his father told them about me. So one day, I had a letter from them saying, you come to America, apply for us. We pay your fares, everything. My father never let me go.
Why was that?
Well, what can you do? That's Greeks.
So you could have had an international career.
I had my chance even when I got married. My wife didn't want to go. So that made me give up soccer.
And you just accepted
Well,
this?
What can you do? Nothing, you know.
Well, it certainly says something for your talent.
Now, of course, my son started playing soccer. He was good. I didn't know my friend was here from America. And one day he was playing for the state team. They were playing in Brighton. And my friend saw the name. He came there. I met him. I didn't know he was in Australia. So we started talking. He said, Steve, if you would have come the time, the guy he wrote to you, he was a multimillionaire. wasn't a poor guy. That's it. You, to die, no way, he said.
So no, it wasn't meant. So it wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't meant to be. Oh. It was hard work. Well, I love work anyway.
When you first arrived in this country, I know we're going backwards a little bit, to a young boy, it must have seemed like paradise to you. What was your impression?
Yes. It's all different, isn't it? You come to another world, you know, if you compare that side with this side, it looked like a paradise.
And what did your family do? What did your parents do?
Well, I had to go to work, isn't it?
But what were your parents? What was your father doing at this point?
Well, my father had to go and work in a factory, you know. Yeah. It was very hard for him because, you know, if you work all your life at sea, and then you come in a factory, it's like a jail, isn't it? It was unbelievable. Eventually he got used to it. And
with going back to your sport now, was there a point where you were able to pass your knowledge on to other young people? Did you ever coach young players?
No. I never had the time because I had to work. And that's when I left, I kept away from soccer too.
Must have been a bit disappointing that you couldn't continue.
It's not disappointed because I had to work 6-7 days a week. So no time, you know. You see, to play sport, you gotta have time. And if you haven't got that, then...
Your children now are playing sport, or yeah, they well, started I, to?
My children played. And the best thing they did, well, they were good players, but I think better they... what they're doing now. I mean, in soccer you take a chance, and if you succeed, then all right.
Have you ever thought of going back and coaching now?
No, too old. No. If I was young, yes. If I was 25, all right. You know, you've got to have the time, you know. Otherwise, with your wife, you... trouble. Mm.
So you had a lot of these opportunities come to you.
I had an opportunity, yeah.
But I suppose it was fate. You decided to spend it on your home and family.
I don't regret it, but I concentrated on my kids to learn a trade. And I'm happy to watch them now, because they're doing well.
Do you have grandchildren?
I have five. And one coming, six.
Mm. Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Would you like to see them go into the sporting area?
Yeah, well, one is playing soccer, the older one.
The grandson. And how old is he?
12, 13, something like that.
And do you think he's got similar talent to his grandfather?
He's got some talent, but... you know, you've got to have somebody to show him, you know what I mean?
Now, it's a very physical sport. How would you compare this to, say, something like football? What are the differences, in your opinion?
Well, it's two different things. Football is a good game. I played football when I was going to school. You've got to be tough. You've got to be fit. You've got to be fit in soccer, too. Now, if you want to be good in soccer or everything, you have to train for it. Now, when I was playing first division, I trained every day. I used to get up 5:30, I was there on the beach. Every morning, 7 days a week. twice in the afternoon with the team and play Saturday.
That's a very big commitment.
It's a very, well, you're going to be good, you're going to be good. And all right, you say I play soccer, but you have to remember one thing. If I don't succeed in soccer, then I don't know nothing to carry me, isn't it? So that's what I try with my kids. So all right, I said, Nick, go and be a carpenter, cabinet maker, and all that, you see. Well, I knew builders, they knew me, and it was easy for them to get a job, you see.
So, Cabral, with
all depends your personality, too. What today counts, what kind of person you are, and what you are.
Have to be disciplined.
You see?
Were there differences at the time that you were playing to the way young people play today? Do you see a difference in the change of the sport? What would those changes be?
Now, it changed a little because when we used to play, we play for the team, and the team, we play for nothing, you know what I mean? The team, whether today, the kids must, it's all business, I don't know. They have to pay $500 a year or $600 every kid. You know what I mean? Which the time, no. We play for the team and of course we have to get the soccer boots and all that, but Genesis and all that, it was
but
different.
The team supported you from a financial us, yes. point of view. And the style, the way the game is played?
Yes.
Do you notice any differences now? Do you think it's better?
I don't know. You see, today the team, the trainers, they trying with their different systems, and we play different systems that time. There is different systems today, but the game never changes, isn't it? To me, never change.
The basic rules.
The basic rules, like 2-4, 2-3, and 4 system. Before, but no matter what you do, you go back to the old system.
Sport, Stavro, has obviously given you certain qualities and attitude. It's helped to make you the person you are. What are those qualities?
Sport, it's a very healthy thing on any young boy. Girls, boys, whatever. It keeps you fit, keeps you healthy. It is you different person altogether.
So it's obviously given you a lot in terms of your attitude.
I used to go down the beach every day, running every day, every morning, even when I stop. My boys were playing soccer. So I say, listen, I give you one exercise, half an hour every day, to come with me down the beach. I said, all right. 1 week they last. I saw them talking. So I better go and learn a trike. If you want to be good, you have to train every day.
So it's otherwise, the discipline.
And I tell you what, up to now, I used to do that. And I felt terrific. I stopped exercising. So exercise keeps you young. It's the best thing in life anyway.
I mean,
I was a sportsman. I love sport. I love exercise. I still do. And that's what keeps me alive, you know.
Well, you've obviously contributed a lot to the sport in South Australia, Adelaide, Stubble. Apparently, you're very well known amongst the people that move
well,
in the sporting industry.
You know.
So, congratulations.
I've got no regrets about the Greeks. Because, I mean, if a team gives you the gainsy to play for them, you have to play. You have to be honest. And I was honest, you know. I don't care what they said to me and what I heard playing soccer against Hellas. I had to play, you know. I mean, if I play for Hellas, I had to play, isn't it? If I play for another team, I have to play. You've got to be honest.
Respect,
you know?
And commitment, you know, for the team.
You see, you can't do that. I couldn't do that whole thing anyway.
Is there any message before we finish up, Stavro, that you would like to give to young people today in regards to the sport, and any words of wisdom you'd like to leave us with?
Well, I think I said the Lord. You know, if a young boy, suddenly you've got to have the people to show you what to do. And that's, you know, we were lucky playing young. The people, the older people, first division players, they looked after us and they told us how to play, you know what I mean? I mean, to do things we were doing wrong. But these people, they love young people coming up. Whether what I can see today is a different thing, you know. You see, the young guys, you've got to be encouraged. And if you see a youngster coming up, you have to help him. And that help lifts him up. Because if I don't show you, how can you do it right, isn't it? And that's what these people, they overseas players, and they love the sport. If you love the sport, you have to love the young people. Certainly, there's people you cannot help. In time, they drop out. But if you see a youngster coming up, you have to help him. Another thing is, you know, I'm sorry to say that, Greek people, and I told them once, I said, listen, we happen to be in one tribe. I said, listen, Greek people is very jealousy, spectators. Sorry to say that. Because if you see a youngster flying, at the moment he does one mistake, you start booing him and telling him all the names. That doesn't help. Whether different nationalities, they encourage you. And this is two different things in life. You know, if you start telling me things, and a youngster coming up, instead of lifting him up, and that's why these people, you know, I'm thankful to them. I cannot say anything wrong with them, you know.
Thank you, Stavro. I think you'll be a great inspiration for young people.
It's hard, you know. It was, I mean, if you play soccer, all right, you play good. you know, I hear names from the time I born, where I grew up, and I did nothing wrong.
Thank you very much indeed, Stubble. We wish you all the best, and thank you for what you've contributed to the sport. Thank you.